WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The final pieces are in place regarding a position of the funding formula for the redevelopment of Kyle Field. Brazos County Commissioners yesterday approved raising the county's hotel occupancy tax by 0.75 cents starting September 1st. County Judge Dwayne Peters says it was a unanimous vote.
The way the hotels are. That might, I think it would probably bring in somewhere around 450, maybe close to $500,000 right now, the way the hotels are. That might go up, of course, with, you know, being in the SEC and, you know, having more hotel, you know, nights then.
In return, the Convention and Visitors Bureau gets to book A&M facilities at reduced rates during the life of the 30-year bond issue to pay for the $450 million project. The county will continue to collect a 2-cent hot tax, which goes towards bonds that funded the expansion of the Expo Center. In the first 6.5 months of this year, Bryan Municipal Court has received $217,000 from a collection agency hired to clean up delinquent accounts. The city council last night approved a 1-year renewal, but that came with a condition from Councilman Chuck Condorla to consider proposals from competitors next year.
That we start the RFP process in time so that in 2014 we're looking at this extension as part of an RFP process being completed. Whether this company or another company continues moving forward, and that's all I've ever asked for. And that's what I'm disappointed not to see now, but I understand a lot's been going on, and we've been short of staff.
Court Administrator Hilda Cuthbertson was among city officials thrilled with the results.
They've become a very good partner for the city of Bryan. Their collection practices are very good. We have not had any complaints from any citizens as to the practices they use when they make the phone calls or the type of the letters they received, which is a reflection of the court's integrity and reputation as they do represent the city of Bryan.
The Bryan-based agency, which keeps 30% of what they collect, also handles overdue accounts for College Station, Brazos County, and jurisdictions in surrounding counties. A Bryan man who, according to jail and court records, has 34 arrests and 25 convictions, going back 18 years, is headed to prison.
36-year-old Martin Garcia had a jury trial this week in Brazos County District Court. After the jury was selected, but before the first witness was called, Garcia pleaded guilty to stealing a skid steer loader last summer. The jury stayed to hear testimony in the punishment phase. As prosecutors are calling witnesses who testified Garcia was involved in 3 other felony thefts, the defendant asked for a deal. The two sides agreed to a 9-year sentence. Garcia waived all future appeals. A news release from the district attorney's office stated all the property taken last summer was returned to the victims, including a riding mower belonging to St. Joseph's School, a motorcycle, and a trailer with welding equipment. Prosecutors called Garcia a serial thief and fence of stolen property. He had 8 prior convictions for property crimes in Brazos County. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's a new cancer study coming to Bryan College Station that should help the medical world gain a better understanding of the causes of cancer. Nationwide, the American Cancer Society is seeking 300,000 volunteers. Locally, recruitment starts this fall at College Station Scott and White Hospital and Bryan St. Joseph Regional Health Center. They're looking for adults between 30 and 65 who've never been diagnosed with cancer except for basal cell and squamous cell skin cancers. This study, the only one of its kind in the U.S., will track participants for at least 20 years to compare genetic, environmental, and lifestyle differences. Volunteers will complete a survey, read and sign a consent form, then have their waists measured and a small blood sample taken. They will receive follow-up surveys and questionnaires biannually, and they'll also receive cancer research updates. At WTAW.com, you can find the full news release and links to more information. Water from Caldwell is headed to the suburbs north of Austin. Rexanne Pilkington with the Manville Water Supply Corporation says a 25-year contract has been signed with the Blue Water System.
Manville has already been receiving some water from Blue, more on a temporary basis. This is just a formal contract. It's been kind of been an informal, temporary situation before now.
Residents in parts of Hutto, Manor, Round Rock, and Pflugerville will be serviced by a pipeline from Caldwell starting August 1st. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 76 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Think your child ever gets enough sports? Registration for Upward Flag Football and Girls Volleyball has begun for the fall season at Central Baptist Church. Football is for 4-year-olds through 6th grade, and volleyball is for girls 1st through 6th grade. Register your child today for some great fun and start building their confidence and good character. Coach and referee volunteers are also needed. Come join the Upward team. For more information and registration for Upward Flag Football and Volleyball, visit cbcupward.org or call 776-9977.
Good morning at 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure remains in control of our weather. We'll continue to monitor a big cluster of storms in the northeastern corner of the state to see whether or not they're going to make any progress to the south. Partly to mostly sunny today, 95 to 100. Tonight, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Sunshine tomorrow, 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear, 75 to 80 degrees. Friday's going to be partly sunny with highs between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Bombers take it on the chin. The coaches of the Southeastern Conference have said, you know, A&M's got a pretty good soccer team, and Mac Brown thinks that the Big 12 is as good, if not better, than the SEC. All that and more coming up with sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
And Mac Brown would know, because Mac Brown's the greatest football coach
ever.
Ever.
In the history of football coaches.
In the history of football, whether it's high school, college, or professional.
Newt Rockne got nothing on this guy.
No, because and an eye for talent. I mean, who could have decided not to offer at the proper position two players, not one, but two players who went ahead and won the Heisman Trophy?
In consecutive years.
Yeah. I mean, never mind. Whatever the guy says, it's got to be right, because he's Mac Brown.
It's fairly interesting that he's combined, and what he says actually kind of makes sense, because the Big 12 is more evenly matched top to bottom.
So?
Whereas the SEC wins everything, but the top seven teams do. The bottom seven teams are 0-30 against the top seven.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, the Big 10 was that way for years.
Yes,
always,
that's true.
It was always the Big 2 and the Little 8, and that's fine, because I don't know. I'm thinking, boy, when Iowa State and West Virginia play, I mean, the eyes of the nation are on that. I don't think there's any doubt. So, yeah, thanks, Mac. We appreciate that.
Anyway. I just missed the Southwest Conference and the Rice Band.
Yeah, I know. You're right. Well, I wonder if the Rice Band's going to be here this year.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. The Mob is awesome.
Yeah, well, there's some Aggies.
And their owl
like
is really cute.
Well, I don't. What do you mean, the sideline owl, the guy or
yeah,
girl?
The little mascot.
Up
it's
the,
just a cute. The owl is cute.
I will tell you, the last year, the SEC, I was working covering the other big school here in Texas, and their last performance was hilarious. They set up a giant reel to reel player, and they played every school's fight song.
No.
And they would rewind the tape then to play again. And every time they did the backmasking rewind, it was Louie Louie.
Oh, very nice.
That's awesome.
Well, they are. But, you know, then they also formed a fire hydrant and
where was
my little dog gone?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there are a lot of Aggies that don't like them, but they are. They're different.
I think they're fun.
They got a lot of brains to play with, for sure.
And they take them out every once in a while to do just that. Oh, that's fine. Anyway, so let's see. In Britain, three guys pulled – this sounds kind of familiar. Three guys pulled over – after a policeman noticed them making an illegal turn, things go from bad to worse when the officer noticed the smell of marijuana coming from inside the vehicle. It was when he asked the driver to step outside that the other two sprang into action, trying to come up with a way to get out of the jam that they were in. One of them dialed 911 to report a robbery in progress at a nearby bank, hoping to distract the officer. Yeah. It didn't work. He continued his search, found lots of marijuana inside the car, and when they traced the 911 call, which came back to the car that was being searched at the time, they got additional charges as well. I guess it's better than pocket dialing the police? Because that's never happened around here anytime, has it?
No.
No.
Info.
Nation.
At least not since earlier this week. Is that right?
Since this morning,
yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, that's true. Yeah. Well, the day's early. It could happen
true.
Yet.
Very true.
Could have that.
My phone right now is nowhere near my butt, yeah, so well, I think we're good.
Okay.
We're safe anyway.
All right. That's all the information we need. Okay.
Oh, come on.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW. It's July the 24th, and this is day number 205. We got 160 of them left to go, and today's my anniversary, so there we go.
Well, happy anniversary.
Well, thank you so much. Okay, what do we got for birthday? Oh, wait, it's National Drive-Through Day. Once again, make
sure. Should we
get
on our horses?
Well, yeah, we could do that.
No, I'm just thinking that's where you need to take your wife.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, we'll work on that today. We'll see. But, I mean, make sure that the business has a drive-through before you decide to drive through.
Yes. They frown on that otherwise.
They would. It's Tell an Old Joke Day. We'll do that today. I guarantee you that. And it's also National Tequila Day. The drink, not the song. All right. Birthday.
Another thing you could do for your anniversary.
Okay. Yeah, tequila? Yeah. Right. Okay, that would end well. Yeah.
Bindi Irwin is 15, Steve Irwin's daughter. She's got her own show on the Discovery Kids channel.
Really?
And she's turned into just a remarkable young lady.
Oh,
really, really cool.
Okay.
Mara Wilson is 26 from Miss Doubtfire Matilda. She was a young kid. Just graduated.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
She just graduated from New York University.
Oh, goodness.
26.
Yep. Elizabeth Moss is 31. She is on Mad Men. Anna Paquin is 31. Summer Glau. Was
no. Summer? Summer who?
Glau.
Who is that?
She was in the Terminator movie.
Oh, of course she was.
Stop picking on me.
I'd never heard of it. That's a funny last name. Anyway.
Tori Wilson, 38 years old. She was one of the WWE ladies. J-Lo's 44.
Uh-huh.
Rick Fox, who used to play for the Lakers, is 44. Barry Bonds and his steroids are 49.
Oh.
The mailman, Carl Malone, is 50.
Bringing it.
Bale's daughter, Pam Tillis, is 56. Wonder Woman, Linda Carter, 62. Michael Richards, Kramer on Seinfeld, and nobody you want to see doing a stand-up.
Yeah, that's pretty much him. That's it. Yeah.
64, Robert Hayes, the guy that played in Airplane movies,
yeah.
And Precious Little Else.
Yeah, that's okay, though.
Yeah,
that makes him a legend.
He's 66.
Uh-huh.
Gallagher, 67.
Yeah.
The guy that played Prince Humperdinck in the Princess Bride movies. Chris Sheridan is 71. Ruth Buzzy, 77.
That's Chris Sarandon.
I'm sorry.
That's right, yeah.
Ruth Buzzy, 77.
Really?
Jennifer Aniston's dad, John Aniston, is 80.
What? Who's that?
He's on Days of Our Lives.
Oh, I had no idea.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. Okay.
And Amelia Earhart, if she'd have taken better care of herself, would have celebrated a birthday today.
Don't go near the water.
Don't go near the water.
As Sammy Kershaw used to say. All right, 620.
I hate when it's cold outside.
And I hate it when it's hot outside.
At Malik Service, we don't care.
What?
What matters is how your family feels inside your home all year long.
Oh.
Malik Service is all heating and AC units and is proud to install Carrier products. Malik prides themselves on being honest, upfront, and fair. Malik gives you all the options you need so that you can make an educated decision. Financing available, too.
Call 776-2222 for a free estimate or at malikservice.com. Malik Service, making a difference. Like us on Facebook.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I see our Attorney General, Eric Holder, the corrupt one, is busy. Not only is he going after George Zimmerman after his acquittal, but we see that in 2011 that he took 62 out-of-town trips, $1.45 million. What a nice travel budget, according to Bloomberg News. Let's see, that included a trip to Vegas, marked as business and personal. That cost $46,000. 9 other trips. trips. Let's see, Martha's Vineyard, Miami. They were labeled personal and a cost combined of $169,500. And we got FBI Director Mueller, who's outgoing. And let's see, 25 out-of-town trips, another $1.25 million. You know, I ought to be in government. You get to travel, go to nice places, and the taxpayer pays for it. Maybe I went into the wrong line of work.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Diane Caradu. I'm a senior Medicare Patrol volunteer. Our program, sponsored by Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, helps seniors learn to protect themselves from Medicare frauds and scams. For instance, if you're a Medicare beneficiary and you're approached with an offer of free medical equipment or services, watch out. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Call 1-800-MEDICARE to report it. And go to stopmedicarefraud.gov to find lots of useful tips and important information about new fraud-fighting tools that Medicare now has thanks to the health care law. New resources to help law enforcement crack down on criminals and return taxpayer dollars to the Medicare trust funds. And how you can get involved in the fight against fraud. Go to stopmedicarefraud.gov and help make Medicare stronger for all of us. A message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We're still on the hook for GM. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Taxpayers will, in all likelihood, end up footing part of the bill for the General Motors bailout. The Treasury still has a 14% stake in GM, and it hopes to sell its remaining shares by early next year. A government watchdog says those shares would have to go for more than $95 each in order for taxpayers to break even on the bailout. GM is currently priced in the $36 range. The future of Dell should be decided by this time tomorrow. Shareholders will meet in Texas later today to vote on Michael Dell offer to take the computer maker private. The vote, originally scheduled for last week, was postponed to give Dell and his partners time to rally more support. But in the meantime, a group led by Carl Icahn has offered an alternative deal, and both sides have been lobbying shareholders. Starbucks announced it will sell Greek yogurt parfaits in its stores under a partnership with the yogurt maker Danone. Stock market futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Treat Receipt is back at Starbucks stores. All cold grandes are just $2 after 2 p.m. with your morning receipt. That includes the new afternoon eye-opener, Valencia Orange Starbucks Refreshers Beverage, the new orange spice iced coffee, or the new shaken iced peach green tea lemonade. Starbucks has your refreshment covered for every time of day, and you could grab one grande size for just $2 after 2. Now through August 18 at participating stores, limited time offer.
When marketing rep Bob Clasby stays at La Quinta Inns and Suites, he's greeted by a fun, friendly staff.
Hey, Bob.
Welcome back, Bob.
Love the haircut, Bob.
Now that's friendly. And when Bob brings those positive vibes to work the next day, you know what happens?
And that's my presentation. Thoughts?
Ooh.
Comments?
Ah.
Feedback?
Ooh.
He's got the room oohing and aahing. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Nestled in the community of Peach Creek, just south of College Station, you'll find the best-kept secret in town. Peach Creek Vineyards is a unique Texas vineyard and winery. The area's newest vineyard is the perfect place to enjoy fine wines with friends in a peaceful rural setting. At Peach Creek Vineyards, try samples of delicious local wines in the tasting room. Open Thursday through Saturday from noon to 6 and Sundays 1 to 5. In July, don't miss Peach Creek Vineyards on the Texas Bluebonnet Wine Trail. Find out more at peachcreekvineyards.com.
Dad, Meatball has a swimsuit on.
And I think he wants to wear sunglasses, too.
He must be ready for our summer sales event, where you can get a new Silverado from Team Chevy discounted $10,000, or a new 2013 Traverse for
$28,888. Nice price.
Plus, we've got new 2013 Chevy Cruises for only $198 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Good morning, it's 626 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof, call them a 268 roof. About 100 today, actually about 100 all the way through Sunday. There's a slight chance of showers when you come to this weekend. And you know, from what Rob said, there's a big chunk of rain up there in Oklahoma, but that's a long way from here, and I don't think it's going to move this way. Look for the lows around 75, and the heat indices will, you know, be up well over 100 today. Right now, looking at 5 miles an hour, the wind out of the south, 90% relative humidity, and we've got 78 degrees.
When a job interviewer says, "So tell me about yourself," what do they really want to hear? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-417-5801. 1-800-417-5801. That's 1-800-417-5801. 1-800-417-5801.
A job interview can be nerve-wracking because so much is riding on the outcome. So preparation for the interview is key.
But also just, you know, walking in and having confidence and poise and being able to look at that person in the eye really helps.
Vicki Oliver, author of the book 301 Smart Answers to Tough Interview Questions, says a simple question that often trips people up is, "So tell me about yourself."
There's too much to say. How do you tell somebody about yourself in only a couple of minutes? But what the person is really asking is, draw a line for me about why you're sitting across the table from me. What in your past led you into the field, and why are you here today? That's really what they want to know.
It's not always about the answers you give. A lot of it is just how you handle yourself.
Most of the time, there are no right answers in interview questions. It's not like you're going to get the wrong answer. It's just being able to kind of have an answer and then being able to explain why you have that particular answer. It's your thinking and your rationale.
In every job interview, Vicki believes you should also be prepared to ask some questions about the company.
It's always good to express an interest in the actual company where you're going. And the deeper your questions can go, usually the better.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. With some debate, the Bryan City Council last night agreed to renew a contract with a local company that is collecting overdue court fines and costs. Municipal Court Administrator Hilda Cuthbertson says the city has received $217,000 in the first 6.5 months of this year.
Contracts within the Brazos Valley, not only the Brazos Valley, but some of the other surrounding cities and counties. And we are a very transient community with the colleges, and so these folks move out of state, move out of town, and therefore it's important that we have an extension to our own services in-house to be able to locate these individuals at no cost to the city.
What the city receives is after the collection agency keeps 30%. Chuck Condorla got the rest of the council to agree to consider proposals from competitors next year.
70% collections, terrific. Is there someone that can do 90% collection? And I don't know the answer to that question, but that's what the RFP is supposed to be for. This is being brought up again without enough time for an RFP, which I directly ask that that not happen anymore.
The council also agreed to consider a multi-year contract when they take action in 2014. A Brazos County District Court jury was at the courthouse for a day and a half this week for a criminal trial that ended in two plea agreements.
Before the jury started hearing prosecution testimony on the charge of stealing a skid steer loader last summer, 36-year-old Martin Garcia of Bryan entered a guilty plea. The trial then moved to the punishment phase. When prosecution witnesses started talking about three other thefts last summer and Garcia's criminal history, which dates back to 1995 and includes 8 prior convictions for property crimes, the defendant asked for a deal on sentencing. That led to an agreement on a 9-year prison term on all 4 thefts. That's less than half the maximum. Garcia agreed to not appeal his conviction or the sentence. A news release from the district attorney's office credited the cooperative effort of the sheriff's office and both police departments for catching Garcia and returning the stolen property. That list includes a motorcycle, a trailer with welding equipment, and a riding mower. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The tax rate at Brazos County lodging establishments will go up September 1st. That's after the County Commission approved funding agreements with A&M and the Convention and Visitors Bureau for the redevelopment of Kyle Field. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the county's share of the increased hotel occupancy tax should generate at least $450,000 a year.
We needed to wait until the CVB had an agreement worked out with the university about how they would be able to use the facilities and that sort of thing. Once that got worked out, just the technical part of it, of us collecting the tax and sending forwarding it on to the university.
The county's share of the hotel occupancy tax goes up 0.75 cents. That's in addition to an existing 2-cent hot tax to pay off the expansion of the Expo Center. At Kyle Field, during the 30-year life of the $450 million bond issue, the CVB will be able to rent campus facilities at reduced rates. There's at least one pipeline connecting cities in Central Texas not carrying oil. It will be a pipeline sending water from Caldwell to fast-growing suburbs north and east of Austin.
We're in Williamson County, Travis County, parts of Lee County, parts of Bastrop County, so it's going to be a very wide area.
Rexanne Pilkington with the Manville Water Supply Corporation says a 25-year contract with the Blue Water System begins August 1st, and their customers won't pay more for the additional water. And this fall, Brazos Valley residents can help the American Cancer Society study factors that might contribute to cancer. Bryan's St. Joseph Regional Health Center and College Station Scott & White Hospital will enroll volunteers for a study that calls for men and women aged 30 to 65 who've never had cancer except for basal cell and squamous cell skin cancers. The Cancer Society wants to understand the differences in lifestyle, the environment, and genetics between those who get cancer and those who don't in order to see what the likely risk factors for cancer are, as well as how to best prevent disease in the future. Participants will read and sign a consent form, have their waist measured, give a small blood sample, and complete a survey. They'll also receive periodic updates of new research and follow-up surveys with questionnaires mailed to them every 2 years. That should only take about 45 minutes to complete. The study itself will last at least 20 years. For a list of enrollment dates, times, and locations, go to WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 75 degrees. The Sick at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems is Texas's premier roofer, offering lifetime warranties and the longest composite shingle warranty in the business. We service all sizes and types of roofing systems, both residential and commercial. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Aggie owned and operated. Click myaggieroofer.com for Lone Star Roof Systems.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
Dad, Meatball has a swimsuit on.
And I think he wants to wear sunglasses, too.
He must be ready for our summer sales event, where you can get a new Ram truck from Team Dodge starting at $21,288, or a new 2013 Jeep Wrangler for $329 a month.
Nice price.
Plus, we've got 2013 Avengers for
$17,988. Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com. Here are the numbers.
We still have high pressure sitting over the Gulf of Mexico this morning. Big cluster of storms off to our north and northeast. We'll see whether or not this impacts our weather today. We've got some high cloudiness already drifting into the area. For today, it'll be partly to mostly sunny through those high clouds. Temperatures are going to be up to about 95 to 100. Tonight's skies left tends to be partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Sun tomorrow, 95 to 100. More of the same Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I do think that we have the most balanced league in the country right now, top to bottom.
That's Mac Brown talking about Big 12 over the SEC. We'll cover that, plus a whole lot more with Bombers baseball. Stros and Rangers were both in action last night as well. We'll update you at about 6:50.
So that's Mac Brown, who's the world's best football coach ever, right?
In the history of football, yes.
That's right. So let's see. Let's just type in the pre-season top 25. Okay.
You can have an opinion even if you're not. You know,
you're exactly
greatest.
Right. You can look at RG3 and go, yeah, he'd make a great defensive back. And RG3 goes, yeah, no thanks. Or you can look at Johnny Manziel and say, well, you know, we may be able to find a spot for him in the defense. And it becomes, yeah, well, no thanks. So, yeah, he can have an opinion, but he also can be wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So that's it. So let's see. So. He says that is the most balanced, right? So let's have a look at the top 25. Have we looked at the top 25 to see how many Big 12 teams are in the top 25? Because the last time I looked, I believe Oklahoma State was in the top 25, and that's about it.
They're picked to win the Big 12.
Yeah, right. And I said, and then that's about it. So. I mean, if they all suck, then yeah, sure, that's the most balanced league. It's just none of them are any good. Oh, how's that?
Wow.
Well, let's. I mean, that's what it is. So anyhow, enough of that.
Yikes! I'm looking for the top 25 now. You got me curious.
Yeah, well, go find that, and let's see how the Big 10 or Big 12 stack up against that. All right. We will not talk to Charles Schwartner today, basically because they're not doing anything over in Austin, you know, publicly. They're doing their political thing behind closed doors, so there's not a whole lot to talk about with him. We will talk to our state reps later on this week, and then we'll also talk to Bill Flores this morning. That'll be in about 50 minutes or so. And a lot of Republicans are trying to slow down or completely stall the immigration reform due to what they see as a Christmas gift for Democrats, likely to cite a new release from the Pew Research Center that backs up their case. Pew took a look at answers that they received from illegal, or as they call them, unauthorized immigrants from last year's National Survey of Latinos, and those numbers largely bear out what a lot of Republicans have been saying, and that is that among Latino immigrants who are not U.S. citizens or legal permanent residents, about 31% identify themselves as Democrats, and when it comes to Republicans, the number would be 4%. 4% of Republicans. Additionally, about a third say they're independents. But you know,
Texas is ranked sixth.
Okay, Texas is sixth, and who else?
I'm looking for the Big 12. Oklahoma State is 11.
Six is the highest I've certainly heard Texas. I've heard Texas down as low as the 19th.
TCU is 20.
Yeah, see. Yeah, and I know there aren't any SEC teams in there, are there, in the top 25?
Well, let me see. In the top five, it would be Alabama.
Uh-huh, yeah.
A&M.
Uh-huh.
Georgia.
Yeah.
That's 1, 2, or 1, 3, 5.
Yeah, well, there you go.
South Carolina's 8.
Yeah. That's fine. Texas fight. Yeah, Texas fight. Okay.
Ole Miss is 15.
Oh, wow. Okay. Anyhow, there you go on that. And the other thing that we're going to talk about today is that the new way they apparently are doing things in D.C. is they're looking to just not fund things.
Yeah, there's a Utah senator that's trying to get Obamacare defunded.
Yeah, exactly. And we will talk about that today with Bill Flores as to what's going to happen, because the last time we did that let's shut down the government and then they'll blame the other party thing, it didn't work out so well for the Republicans. And so as a result, they may be a little bit concerned about that. And,
well, can they just defund that? Can they line item that?
Well, that's the thing. But what happens is the old Christmas tree thing. You know, we hang this on this and this on this. And, you know, if you're going to fund the next phase of Obamacare, they're going to tie that to the continuing resolution, which is the budget, which runs the country. And, you know, for his part, John McCain, who, you know, sometimes is a Republican, but not very often, is saying that that's not going to work. Now, what's interesting is this whole idea from Senator Lee is backed by John Cornyn and certainly not unusually the Ted Cruz would as well. But, I mean, the thing is John Cornyn is like the number two guy. He's the Senate whip for the Republican Party. He's the number two guy in the Senate. So he's in favor of moving forward with this. So, I mean, there's some leadership in the Senate that feels like that might be a way to go. And, you know, the reason they're talking that way, at least publicly, is because they understand that people are very frustrated out there. And they're scared as well. And here's the latest thing that you can come in and have a look at, and that is this whole idea that, okay, an employer that has over 50 employees, if you're close to 50, you just lay some folks off. You drop under 50 and you don't have to get into the Obamacare thing. Or you take people and you kind of kick their hours back, okay, because they're not full-time. Then you make them 29 hours because it's 30 and above, then they're considered full-time.
Right.
So a lot of companies are looking at doing that because of the Affordable Care Act. This time it's not a restaurant. It is a local government. Part-time workers at Brevard County, Florida, have had their hours cut as the county gets ready for the implementation of Obamacare.
Wow.
Over 300 part-time workers, many of whom are in the library and park system, basically just, you know, they're not going to be in there. They're not going to get it. Under Obamacare, the health benefits for each of Brevard County's part-timers would cost about $10,000 per employee. So the county supervisors, that's like the county commissioners, now being asked to determine if they should make some of those employees full-time or simply reduce their hours. So they're tossing it down. They're tossing it over to the county officials to make that decision to be the good guys or the bad guys, and we'll see what
happens the
there. Yeah, that may not work too well. Now, the other thing that's happening, and again, talking to a guy who spent some time in Washington yesterday, talking about the splintering within the party, which makes things very uncomfortable. It's not happening so much with the Democrats as it is with the Republicans, and that's been going on for a while. But immigration reform seems to be the hot issue right now that's splitting the Republican Party. There's an Iowa congressman named Steve King. He did an interview with Newsmax, And in that, he basically said that he was criticizing what you would call Republican standard bearers like Karl Rove and Grover Norquist, who's the anti-tax guy. Both of them favor immigration reform. But in the interview, King was asked about amnesty for young illegals when he said, quote, "They aren't all valedictorians. They aren't all brought here by their parents. For every one who's a valedictorian, there are another 100 out there that weigh 130 pounds, and they've got calves the size of cantaloupes because they're hauling 75 pounds of marijuana across the desert." What? He said, those people will be legalized in the same act.
Yikes.
Yeah. And then when asked about folks in his own congressional district who might want him to vote yes on an immigration package, he said, "We do have people who are in Iowa who are advocating some type of immigration reform. They, of course, mean an amnesty, and they tell me that I need somebody to gather my eggs. I need someone to harvest my hogs. I need someone to milk my cows."
Well, aren't there people that need jobs?
Well, but you see, they can get those illegals for less money.
Yep.
He says,
you can't have everything.
Those are the arguments that get way ahead of themselves. But there are many, many businesses in the state and in the country that are for immigration because of the anticipation of having cheap, illegal labor ready for those jobs. He said, "I will remind them that if we become independent of illegal labor, we may fall back to a place where we no longer depend upon illegal labor." So, and again, that environment has been in Texas for decades because there were always workers who you could get because they were illegals and they wouldn't have to pay them as much, wouldn't have to pay them benefits. I mean, there is, and he's exactly right. There is a segment of the economy in more and more states that depend on that. So do you, in fact, want that reform, or do you, in fact, want to take advantage of the illegal folks who are here? And that's why it's so complicated. Anyway, we'll talk to Bill Flores about that and other stuff when we talk to him again in about 45 minutes. In the meantime, we got Neil Sperry around the corner. By the way, don't top off your crepe myrtles. Have you ever heard that before? I'm just saying. I don't know if he's going to mention it today, but we just feel like that's our one reminder we need to give you.
Paramount.
Yeah, please.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now. With Zorneman Flooring Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zorneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zorneman Flooring. Zorneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-280-00 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
This has been an odd year for gardening, to be sure, here in Texas, but then again, you know what? I think all of them are. There's just no standard of excellence in Texas weather. We have some unusual troubles of the late summer. I'm going to deal with those right after this important message. It's Gardens Magazine and Crepe Myrtles, the completely revised and updated poster that we've prepared of all the known varieties of crepe myrtles. We have a comparison on the 15 by 30 inch full color heavy cardstock poster. Now, the poster is normally $10, but it is free with your subscription, new or renewal, to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. There's a $2 shipping and handling charge on the poster, but otherwise it's free to you. Everything you need to know to choose, use, and maintain Texas' favorite flowering tree and shrub. The magazine for $23.95. The poster is free. Shipping and handling $2. Total price only $25.95. Satisfaction guaranteed. Our magazine has been judged to be the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word of it written just for Texas. You need to call to take advantage of this limited time offer. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. There are several uncommon factors in landscapes and gardens, many of them directly caused by weather. I have some of the most bothersome among them. I'm going to start with one that is always there every year. It's called nutsedge or nutgrass. It's a real problem. It's not a true grass. In fact, grass stems are round. Sedge stems, like nutsedge, are triangular when you roll them between your thumb and index finger. There are a couple of products that can be used on nutsedge, and the time to apply them is rapidly running out. One of them is called Image, and the manufacturer recommends two applications 30 days apart, with both applications finished up by the middle of September. So mid-August is your cutoff date for the first application of Image. Now, Manage is another product. It has changed its name in recent years. It is now called Sedgehammer, and Sedgehammer is a great product for controlling nutsedge. It's now more of a consumer product as well, and only one application of it is needed. Read and follow label directions, especially around other plants that might be damaged. Webworms are making their encore appearance. They do it every year about this time. Just when you thought it was safe to come out, we've been hit by a second generation. Don't confuse these with bagworms that devour needles of junipers and arborvitae and other cone-bearing plants. Webworms form ugly grayish-white webs all over the branches of pecans, mulberries, ash, box elders, possum haw hollies, and many other trees and large shrubs. When you can safely remove them with a long-handled pole pruner, that's usually the best way to eliminate them. Of course, you can't do that around power lines. Spraying is just not very effective. Nutrient depletion is the direct result of sustained rainfall or, in this year, sustained irrigation. If you haven't fertilized for a couple of months, your plants really need the added boost. If you live in black clay soil, as much of Texas does along Interstate 35, you probably should use a quality all-nitrogen fertilizer. Actually, that's going to apply for any clay soil. If you're in a sandy soil in East Texas or elsewhere, you want to use one that is conspicuously high in nitrogen, a 4-1-2 ratio. All nitrogen for clay soils, high nitrogen for sandy soils. While most plants should be fertilized now, St. Augustine lawn should be left alone for another month or so. Get yourself into September before you feed your St. Augustine. That will lessen the chance of gray leaf spot breaking out. I'm Neil Sperry. All manners of shade in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks so much for listening and happy gardening.
This month, Audible Hearing Centers is providing free hearing tests plus 40% off MSRP through the end of July. Untreated hearing loss can lead to permanent changes in your ability to hear. Call Audible Hearing Centers and schedule your free hearing test and get 40% off MSRP through the end of July. Call 779-3070, 779-3070, or visit audiblehearing.com. Offer cannot be combined with any other offer or promotion.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Coaches in the Southeastern Conference have pegged Texas A&M as the favorite to win the 2013 women's soccer title. The Aggies won the Western Division title in 2012 in its first season in the SEC and earned a bid to its 18th consecutive NCAA tournament, advancing to the Sweet 16 before falling to Florida State. Day two of the Big 12 Media Days took place earlier yesterday, and it was Oklahoma and Texas's turn to address the press. Here's Longhorn coach Mack Brown.
I do think that we have the most balanced league in the country right now, top to bottom. Kansas struggled some this year, but they nearly beat us. They nearly beat everybody they played in Lawrence. Everybody else can beat anybody else in the league on a given day, and that's not happening across the country. You saw in the SEC, the top seven beat the bottom seven 30 times to zero.
Since we're talking SEC news, South Carolina compliance officers are reportedly looking into whether their superstar player has committed any violation in taking an even bigger superstar agent on board. Gamecock Assistant Athletic Director for Media Relations Steve Fink confirmed to NFL.com that the school is examining a potential relationship between Jadeveon Clowney, who ruffled Aggie feathers with comments about Johnny Football during the SEC media days, and hip-hop mogul Jay-Z and his Rock Nation sports agency. Fink called the investigation, quote, standard operating procedure. Other reports claim that contact had been made between the Rock Nation and Clowney. Reports that Clowney did nothing to discredit when he sent a picture of a screen grab of a tweet on Instagram that said, quote, you know we about to turn it up, dream coming true. On Not a Bombers baseball, the Brazos Valley Bombers had a difficult day at the plate and on the mound and were thumped by the East Texas Pumpjacks 7-1 last night. It all seemed to go sideways for the Bombers in the seventh. Here's Bomber skipper Kurt Dixon.
We just came out of the pen and we weren't just attacking the zone. We lead off walk there and then they had back-to-back singles and then they got in some counts back even with Nick Johnson, who's been solid for us all year, and they just put a couple good swings on it. But I'll take Nick Johnson any day of the week as well as Logan Birch. Key stat to take away is out of the eight innings, and we only reached base, leadoff man reached base one out of the eight innings, and we only got three ball counts one time throughout the night. So it's going to be a tough night offensively with that.
Bombers stay on the road. They'll take on the Pump Jacks tonight at 7:05. We'll stay in baseball, but the guys that get paid, former National League MVP Ryan Braun was suspended without pay for the rest of the season and the postseason on Monday in actions resulting from baseball's investigation of a Florida clinic accused of distributing performance-enhancing drugs. Now the guy that was the runner-up for that award may want some hardware. Dodgers outfielder Matt Kemp, in the wake of Braun's temporary banishment, called for the award to be handed over. Or at least kind of. He told the AP that, quote, I mean, yeah, I do. I feel like I should be the MVP. But that's not for me to decide, you know?
Hit high in the air, deep to left center field. Crisp is going back on the warning track. He leaps, and that ball is gone. A game-tying two-run home run for Matt Dominguez in the bottom of the ninth. 4-4 ball game.
And then rookie Jonathan Villar scored the winning run from second base to give the Astros a 5-4 win over the Oakland Athletics. Houston ended a 10-game losing streak against the A's this season and a 6-game skid overall. Astros were trailing 4-2 entering the ninth. The New York Yankees rallied against All-Star closer Joe Nathan in the ninth inning last night for a 5-4 victory over the Rangers. Here's Nathan after the blown save.
You know, obviously you don't want to be behind in the count. It's easier working ahead, but, you know, all you can do as a pitcher is just keep chucking it up there and keep trying to make quality pitches and try to get them to hit pitches you want them to.
Nathan had converted 15 consecutive saves before last night and is 31 of 32 this season. Mariano Rivera struck out two in a perfect ninth for his 32nd save of the season. Dallas Cowboys training camp is rolling forward and defensive end Anthony Spencer is having surgery on his left knee and could miss the rest of training camp. Here's head coach Jason Garrett.
We understand what the date is on the calendar, and we just want to make sure that we're smart with these players, certainly the players who have been around, and we're counting on, and he's certainly one of those guys. So we don't think it's a very severe thing. We just wanted to make sure we got it cleaned up. We thought getting it cleaned up sooner rather than later was better for him and for our team.
Cowboys put the recovery time at 2 to 4 weeks. Spencer hyperextended his knee in the offseason workouts and aggravated the injury just before training camp. NASCAR announced an expansive 10-year multimedia partnership with NBC Sports Group that will begin in 2015 and will be highlighted by multiple network broadcasts, including the season-ending NASCAR Sprint Cup Series championship event, which will be on the network television for the first time since 2009. Per the agreement, whose financial terms weren't released, NBC Universal has exclusive rights to the 20 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series finals and 19 nationwide races in the events through 2024. And finally, the U.S. soccer team is in Arlington tonight for the CONCACAF Gold Cup semifinals. They'll take on Honduras. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryant, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates or low minimum payments, and before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt. It has happened to millions of good people just like you. But here's the good news. Thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and even reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right. Our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. Call 800-499-6811 now. The call and information are free. We've helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-499-